听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. This month in How Stuff Works, we'll look at how chocolate works. In other words, how do people make it? How does chocolate go from a simple bean to a delicious treat? You know, many people rank chocolate as one of life's most enjoyable pleasures. Certainly, people love consuming chocolate. And consume is one of our word bank words today. Consume, as in, you will consume fewer calories if you eat a salad instead of potato chips. Okay, let's begin reading and learn about the fascinating process of chocolate making. Please follow along on page 12.
How chocolate works. The process of making chocolate is fascinating. Are you a chocoholic? Many people are. The average American consumes more than 10 pounds of chocolate every year. Have you ever wondered where all that chocolate comes from? Chocolate starts with a tree called the cacao tree. The cacao tree produces a fruit about the size of a small pineapple. Inside this fruit, you find a big handful of cacao seeds, also known as cocoa beans. Making chocolate. If you have ever made peanut butter at home, you know something about making chocolate. You take peanuts, roast them, and then toss them in a grinder or a blender.
Hi, friends. I'm Chip.
And I'm Rachel.
And I'm Esther. And today we're talking about chocolate.
Chocolate. I'm so glad we are because I just had some chocolate at lunch and I am a big fan of chocolate, as I'm sure both of you are.
Absolutely. I am definitely a big fan of chocolate. I probably have chocolate, 1 to 2 times a week. And if it were possible, I would probably have chocolate 1 or 2 times a day.
Well, friends, what is chocolate? Chocolate is a dessert. It's sweet and it's usually hard, and we'll learn how it's made.
That's right. Today we're going to talk about how chocolate works. This is part of our How Stuff Works lessons. And basically, we're going to tell you how chocolate is made, how it gets to be to the point where we can open up a candy bar and eat a piece of chocolate. But our author starts first with a question. Are you a chocoholic? I think all of us have said we're pretty close to that.
I might be a chocoholic. And a chocoholic is usually, it's kind of a playful word. It's a word to refer to someone who is addicted to chocolate. In the same way that an alcoholic might be addicted to alcohol, a chocoholic is addicted to chocolate.
Or maybe you are a shopaholic. You like to shop. But many people are chocoholics. They love chocolate. In fact, we have a fact here, a statistics about American people.
The average American consumes more than 10 pounds of chocolate every year. And I'm sure some Americans consume about 20 pounds. Others probably don't touch it at all. But the average American, which means if you average all of the amount of chocolate that is consumed, it comes out to 10 pounds per person. I think after eating 10 pounds, you might weigh 10 pounds more too. I don't know about that. But that's very interesting, isn't it? And right now we have some more fun facts about chocolate's popularity.
Why do people enjoy chocolate so much? It may be because chocolate contains several interesting chemicals. The most important of these is called theobromine, a chemical similar to caffeine in that it can lift your spirits. The problem is that the amounts of these chemicals are so small that it is hard to say whether they have any real effect on a person.
We were talking earlier about the statistic that our article mentions. The article says that the average American consumes more than 10 pounds of chocolate every year. And that word consumes is one of our word bank words.
If you consume something, you eat it or you drink it. So we consume food. Of course, you can also consume other things like if you watch television, we might say you are a television consumer. But here we're talking about eating or drinking.
But where does chocolate come from? Well, chocolate actually starts with a tree called the cacao tree. I didn't know that. Chocolate is actually from a tree.
It is interesting, isn't it? I mean, you could almost call it a fruit, right? Because next we learn that this tree produces a fruit about the size of a small pineapple. So this gives you a picture in your mind. Of course, there are some wonderful pictures in your magazine on page 12 that you can look at. But what do we see here, Chip? Inside the fruit is what?
Well, inside this small pineapple-sized fruit is a lot of seeds. And these seeds are called cacao seeds. And they are also known as cocoa beans.
Okay, that's a little bit more familiar to us, cocoa beans. And maybe you've heard of cocoa before. We'll be talking about that more in just a bit. But again, cacao is an important word for us to learn. It's just the seeds that are used to make chocolate. So let's move on right now to the next section entitled Making Chocolate. This is where we really find out what we need to know about how to make delicious chocolate.
Now, this is very interesting because it says that maybe you have made peanut butter at home. And peanut butter is when you add oil or fat to peanuts and you blend it together and you make it into something that tastes like butter, but it's from peanuts. So maybe you've done it at home. And if you have, you know something about making chocolate.
Now, I have never made peanut butter at home, but I do love the taste of peanut butter. So if making peanut butter is this easy, maybe I should start making peanut butter from peanuts.
Well, I have made almond butter, which is just about the same thing, except you use almonds instead of peanuts. And let me tell you, when those almonds are roasting, your whole house smells so good. And there is nothing like fresh almond butter, very similar to peanut butter. But I did the same thing. I tossed them into a blender. And a blender and a grinder are pretty similar. They grind or they blend up all of the nuts. And first it becomes a powder and then it becomes a paste as you add a little bit of oil. So the reason our author is giving us this example is because it's going to help us understand the process in which chocolate is made.
Yes, so if you make peanut butter, then you will roast peanuts, and then you will put them in a grinder, a blender, and blend them, and then add oil, just like how Rachel made almond butter. We'll find out more about making chocolate, but first let's visit Ken and Vicky in the chat room, and then we'll take a break.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the chat room. We're happy to have Vicky in the chat room today. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. It's great to be back in the chat room. So, Ken, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a chocoholic?
You know, I knew you were going to ask me that. Yeah, I would say I'm a chocoholic. I eat chocolate several times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's chat about that word, chocoholic.
Okay. Well, some of our students would probably remember what a portmanteau word is. And chocoholic is a portmanteau of chocolate and alcoholic.
Now, I know an alcoholic is someone who is addicted to alcohol. So chocoholic is someone who is addicted to chocolate?
That's right. Many lovers of chocolate claim to suffer from this condition and describe themselves as chocoholics.
So when someone is being referred to as a chocoholic, it's usually said in a fun way, right?
Well, that's true. It's not a real medical condition like alcoholism, which can be very serious.
Mm-hmm. Chocoholic 这个字是个 portmanteau word 混合词，它是由 chocolate 巧克力跟 alcoholic 酗酒狂混合而成的一个字，表示一个爱吃巧克力的人，其实可以翻成巧克力狂。So, are there any other words, portmanteau words that use aholic as part of the word?
Well, I'm sure you know what a workaholic is, right?
Workaholic. Oh, a workaholic is someone who is addicted to working.
You've got it. And can you guess what a shopaholic is?
Easy. A shopaholic is someone who loves to shop.
That's right.
当初因为有了 alcoholic 这个字，字尾的 aholic 就常常被拿来表示对什么东西成瘾的人。比如说 workaholic 是个工作狂，还有 shopaholic 是个购物狂。
And right now it's time for us to take a short break. All of you chocoholics can go out there and grab a piece of chocolate.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking about chocolate. What a great topic. How do you make chocolate? Maybe a more important question would be, can you or I make our own chocolate at home? Wouldn't that be great? Well, we definitely need some cocoa beans and lots of them. A few words which will help us in this section include liquor, as inA popular liquor in Asian countries is made from rice. The word heavenly, as in the taste of this mango pudding is heavenly. It's really delicious. And finally, the adjective unsweetened, as in I would like unsweetened tea. Please don't add any sugar to it. Okay, let's get back into the lesson and see what else is needed to make chocolate. We're on line 11.
How chocolate works. You can do exactly the same thing with cocoa beans, and you get a thick liquid called chocolate liquor. It smells absolutely heavenly. If you let chocolate liquor cool and solidify, what you have is pure unsweetened chocolate. Take the chocolate liquor and put it in a big hydraulic press. The press lets you squeeze out the fat.We call the fat cocoa butter. The brown solids left behind in the press are known as cocoa powder, which is great for baking.
Welcome back. We're talking about how chocolate is made, and the process is very similar to how you might make peanut butter at home in your kitchen.
So you can do the same thing, our author says, with the cocoa beans that you would do with the peanuts. And if you do that, if you roast them and toss them in a grinder, you will get a thick liquid called chocolate liquor, I believe is how you say it. So this is the liquid you get when you grind up those cacao beans.
Now let's go to that word liquor, and maybe you've seen that before. If you buy or if you consume alcohol, very strong alcohol is called liquor, but here we're not talking about an alcoholic drink. We're just talking about a very thick liquid of chocolate.
And it sounds like this thick liqueur or this chocolate liqueur smells wonderful.Our article says it smells absolutely heavenly, which is one of our vocabulary words. Heavenly sounds like it might be a smell that comes from heaven. And heaven is usually thought to be the place where God himself lives or where the gods live.
So it's definitely a great place. So if something smells heavenly, it's wonderful. It's so enjoyable. It's probably like your whole house...just smells like you walked into a chocolate factory. And I've been to a few places where I once went to Pennsylvania, the home of Hershey's chocolate, and I went to the factory where they make the Hershey's chocolate. Wow. Let me tell you, I felt like I was in heaven. That aroma, that smell, it was heavenly.
Ooh, I need to go there sometime. Did they give you some free samples? Did they let you taste the chocolate?
They sure did. Ooh. At the end, it was like the fresh stuff coming right out of the machines. And, oh, it tasted heavenly as well.
And not only tasted heavenly, I think it sounds heavenly. And, wow, I'd like to go sometime, too.
Yeah,
it's a great place if you really are interested in seeing how chocolate is made, actually watching the process. So, again, this liqueur is a thick liquid. And, again, we can use that definition to just mean any liquid in which food has been cooked. And if you let that chocolate liqueur cool and solidify, what you have is pure, unsweetened chocolate. So I guess, Esther, it's important that it cools down, right, and becomes a solid.
Yes, and let's define this word solidify. If something solidifies, it becomes a solid. Something that is solid is not a liquid. The crystals in it, this word we'll learn later, are very tightly packed.
And once that cools and solidifies, it sounds like what you have is unsweetened chocolate. And that word unsweetened is one you might be able to figure out. The word sweeten is a verb that means to make sweeter. So what we have here is unsweetened chocolate. That means chocolate that has not been made sweeter, maybe by someone adding sugar or some kind of sweetener to the chocolate.
And let me tell you, if you've ever tried unsweetened chocolate, it's not very good because chocolate really does need sugar to make it taste good. But unsweetened chocolate in the form of powder is great for baking, and we'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. But moving on, we see that when you take the chocolate liqueur and put it in a big hydraulic press, then the press lets you squeeze out the fat. Now, let's go back for a minute, Esther, to that phrase, hydraulic press. What in the world is a hydraulic press?
Well, first, we need to understand what the word hydraulic means. Something that is hydraulic is something that takes out the liquid or oil by pressing it very tightly. So this is a machine that presses the unsweetened chocolate very tightly, and then it will squeeze out the fat. Now, here, the word fat means oil. It'll squeeze out the oil parts of the chocolate.
Okay, so this fat that is squeezed or pressed out of the chocolate liqueur is called cocoa butter. Now, I put butter on my toast in the mornings, but this is probably a little bit different kind of butter. Maybe it feels the same, and it's probably just as unhealthy to eat, but it probably has a different flavor to it.
Yes, I definitely think it has a different flavor. But you're right. You can think of regular butter, and you can kind of picture what this might look like. However, there's something left behind. The brown solids that are left behind in the press, that hydraulic press, are known as cocoa butter. So it's kind of like the fat is separate, cocoa powder, excuse me. The fat is separated from the powder. And that powder you can find all over the world. You can find it here in Asia. It's great for baking.
That's right. I use it when I make hot chocolate and chocolate cookies and chocolate cake and all sorts of good, tasty desserts. Now, Rachel, I'm going to ask you if you can show us how to make chocolate.
I would love to. I'm actually going to show you how to make brownies, and you have to use cocoa powder in order to make brownies. So, friends, welcome to my kitchen. Let me teach you how to make something with chocolate. Hi, everyone. I'm Rachel, and welcome to my kitchen. Today, we're going to make a delicious chocolate dessert. I'm going to teach you how to make brownies. Brownies taste great, and they're easy to make. So let me show you how. Now, before you make the brownies, you need a few things, like some bowls and a glass or metal pan, a wooden spoon, and an oven. Now, the ingredients for brownies are as follows. First, you need some melted butter and some sugar, of course, and flour and cocoa powder and eggs, salt and baking powder. Now it's time to make the brownies. It's very easy. You just mix all of the ingredients together. So take your eggs and your sugar and your flour and put them all in your bowl. And then you take your mixing spoon and you stir them all together, just like this. When you're done mixing the brownie batter, you can pour it into a greased pan. Make sure you grease the pan with a little butter so the brownies don't stick to the pan. Spread the brownie batter evenly in the pan, and then you're ready to go. Now it's time to put your brownies in the oven. Make sure you set the temperature to about 175 degrees and bake your brownies for about 25 minutes. Oh, it's time to take the brownies out of the oven. They sure do smell good. I love freshly baked brownies. I hope you can make them sometime at home. They will definitely satisfy your sweet tooth.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看 chocoholic 这个名词。H-O-L-I-C 这个字尾有上瘾的意思。所以 chocoholic 是指对巧克力上瘾的人或者是嗜食巧克力的人。例如 ,since Nathan is a chocoholic, he can eat a whole box of chocolate in a very short amount of time. 因为 Nathan 是一个超爱吃巧克力的人，他可以在短短的时间内把一整盒的巧克力吃光。类似的字尾的字还有 workaholic, W-O-R-K-A-H-O-L-I-C, 工作狂，或者是 alcoholic, A-L-C-O-H-O-L-I-C,酗酒的人。接下来我们看的是 consume 这个动词。consume 在这里是指吃光或者是喝光。例如 ,the swimmers usually consume extra food each day during their training season. 游泳选手在培训的期间每一天都会吃比平常更多的食物。consume 也指消耗或者是用掉。例如 ,SUVs usually consume more gas than other types of cars. 运动型的休闲车一般来说比其他种类的车子更耗油。最后我们看的是 unsweetened 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 sweeten, 使变甜这个动词。un 这个字首是否定的字首，所以加在一起 unsweetened 是指没有加糖的。例如This unsweetened jam is ideal for people trying to lose weight. 这种不添加糖的果酱很适合想减肥的人。或者是 This unsweetened fruit juice is as tasty as those sweetened ones. 这种没有加糖的果汁跟有加糖的一样好喝。And that concludes our language tips today. Take care and bye-bye.
How chocolate works. The process of making chocolate is fascinating. Are you a chocoholic? Many people are. The average American consumes more than 10 pounds of chocolate every year. Have you ever wondered where all that chocolate comes from? Chocolate starts with a tree called the cacao tree. The cacao tree produces a fruit about the size of a small pineapple.Inside this fruit, you find a big handful of cacao seeds, also known as cocoa beans. Making chocolate. If you have ever made peanut butter at home, you know something about making chocolate. You take peanuts, roast them, and then toss them in a grinder or a blender. You can do exactly the same thing with cocoa beans, and you get a thick liquid,called chocolate liquor. It smells absolutely heavenly. If you let chocolate liquor cool and solidify, what you have is pure unsweetened chocolate. Take the chocolate liquor and put it in a big hydraulic press. The press lets you squeeze out the fat. We call the fat cocoa butter. The brown solids left behind in the press are known as cocoa powder.Which is great for baking.
Friends, I want to invite you to look at this lesson's key points on page 13. Instead of giving you the complete sentences, we've left out some words. Now the challenge for you is to fill in the blanks. Then you can check your answers on page 71. Have fun with that, and then get ready for day 2 of How Chocolate Works. Until tomorrow, all of us here at Studio Classroom wish you a great day. Bye-bye, everyone.